You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.
Hey, what's going on, good people? This is Dr. Roddy Ferguson, 2004 Olympian, four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach. I'm going to speak to you about something that I saw yesterday that was... It wasn't mind-boggling, but it was something that we need to think about, something that we need to peruse as a society, and something that I want to put on your mind for you to think about when you speak with your loved ones, your children, and your colleagues. I was walking in my neighborhood with my cousin, and a younger man got in an altercation with an older man. When I mean a younger man, I mean a young child, maybe around the age of 15 or 14 years old. And he got in this argument with an adult, and the adult slapped him in his face. And after the adult slapped him in his face, the kid said, "I took a picture of your license plate. You can't go around hitting people. Adults shouldn't be hitting children." And I said, Of course they should. And as I walked down the street, I heard him say, "Well, I'm going to go home and I'm going to tell my mom." And as soon as he said that, I told my cousin, I said, "I want you to understand something. In the communication dynamic between two men, between males, males know when something has gone too far and they stop so that they don't end up killing each other or hurting each other to a point where there's no return, where it's going to be a maiming or things will never be like they were before. So usually they just agree to disagree and they just walk away and they stop. When you're in the house with a man, you really understand how far you can go and exactly where that line is and not to cross that particular line, because you know that if you cross that line, death and danger is imminent. And if death isn't imminent, the words in and of themselves, when they're spoken by a man, are backed by a real threat. Meaning when I say something, it's different than when my kid's mom says something, because when I say it, it's backed with a real threat. And I'm a dad, I'm not a mom, and I'm not afraid to lose the children. And I say that with the utmost love and respect, because you guys know me and how I rear my kids. But when I say something, I say it as an imperative, not as a hope, not as a wish, and not as a request. Now, when I was walking with my cousin, I said, "There's no man in that house." Because there was a man in the house, that young dude would have said, "I go home and I tell my dad." But if there was a dad in the house, he would have never jumped up in the person's face to begin with. This is what I want to tell you all so that you understand, because we live in a different society, and the demographics are different when you're dealing with the people of this generation and the people of my generation. And some of these children speak with adults not understanding that the possible retort or the consequence of the conversation is outside of the scope of their understanding. I don't have children running up in my face talking to me crazy inside my dojo, because I let them know that they may tip over by mistake. Okay? Because we do judo, that's why. Not because I hit him, because we do judo. All right? This particular young man that was in the street yesterday did not understand how far to go and how far not to go. And what I want to tell you all is those individuals who are in single parent homes, or some of these homes where you only have a woman around and there's no man around, make sure that your children are exposed to quality uncles, cousins, and mentors, and individuals that can show them where that particular line is. Because unfortunately, when they don't learn where that line is, especially in our society, United States, bad things happen when people don't understand where the line is. You have to understand where the line is, and you have to back away from the line. I am a person who trains people in conflict. And at the end of every match, what you have is conflict resolution. I don't care if it's MMA. I don't care if it's boxing. I don't care if it's track and field. I don't care if it's football. Two teams or two people or two sides have a conflict. Then at the end, they resolve the conflict. And more often than not, everybody leaves unharmed. It's because you understand the structure of conflict and conflict resolution. Well, when you're inside of a home, you need to understand conflict and conflict resolution too. And there may be some people who will disagree with what I'm saying, but I am telling you this as a male in society, that there is a way that you deal with the apex predators, and a way that you talk to them, and a way that you deal with them, and a way that you learn from them as well. I'm not telling you that you have to go around bullying people. I'm not telling you that you have to be mean to people. I am not telling you that you have to be mean-spirited. You should act with a level of kindness. However, human beings are human beings, and they will get into altercations. And it's very, very easy at times to stop an altercation from happening by just stopping and walking away. The man was by his car. The young kid came over to the man's car. The young kid got slapped. The young kid then walked away and said he was going home and tell his mom. Go home and tell your dad, my man. And if you can't go home and tell your dad, then the reason why you walked over there is because you didn't have somebody to tell you that if you walk over there, you're going to get slapped. I'm not condoning the slap. I just want the young man to also understand why he did get slapped. And I want you all to have the conversation with people so that you understand where the line is. Some people are habitual line steppers. Do not cross the line. I'm 47 years old. I'll be 48 next year. I've had discussions and arguments. Hell, I had a phone argument today with some people. It was a quality argument. People I love, and they called me to get on my case about something, and we spoke with vigor, enthusiasm, and respect. And with respect, because everybody knows where the line is. As you move on with your day, understand where the line is. Man, this is Dr. Ferguson. I love you, but God loves you best.
You are getting ready to listen to the voice of Dr. Roddy Ferguson,
2004 Olympian,
four-time national judo champion, Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, author, speaker, and coach.